Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Colomona Show.
You are listening to the Colomona Show, Season 1, Episode 3.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Colomona Show, a weekly podcast where I, Colomona Meyer, will talk about things that you probably don't want to hear. So sit back, relax, and listen.
All right, welcome to the Colomona Show. This is our third episode coming out of the box, going strong. I'm sitting here at the Austin Chase parking lot yet again on a partly cloudy day. It's in the middle of the day. It's about 11:30 right now. I got off work early. We don't have much work going on down there, so I took half the day off. I figured, what the heck, I'll sit here and do a Colomona Show. And so we just got out of some pretty crazy weather lately. It's been pretty darn cold the past couple weeks or so. It's now finally starting to warm up into the 40s, but we were down in the teens for a while, and it was pretty darn cold. We had some snow, had about 3-4 inches of snow. Seattle got a whole bunch of snow. I live out in the Kapausen-Graham area of Washington, kind of out in the boonies. Well, Seattle stole all our snow. They had all the snow. I mean, we had some snow. It was fun, but you know, I was kind of jealous because I would much prefer to have a lot of snow. I love to drive around in the snow. It's a lot of fun, you know, slipping and sliding away in my car. It's good stuff. Took my truck out. Truck did absolutely fantastic in four-wheel drive, man. It was great. I loved it. So, yeah, Seattle stole all our snow. Bastards. What have I been doing lately? I've been making some YouTube videos. I've been for opentutorial.com. I've been doing some how-to videos using some screen capture software, which I'm not very good at yet, but I'm, you know, just like anything, you know, practice, practice, practice. I've been using Camtasia Studio, and lately I've been playing around with this other program, which the name escapes me at the moment. Maybe I can look it up real fast here. Cam Studio. I've been using Cam Studio, which is a free open source software. Started out with Camtasia, and then tried playing around with that, and whatever. It costs money, whereas a Cam Studio is free. And been making some screen capture videos. First one I did was how to enable and disable hibernation in Windows XP. Then I also did one, how to make lightning in Photoshop. And then the last one I just put up today is how to make 3D anaglyph images. You know, those images that you see on like 3D television shows with the red and blue glasses. Yeah, it's pretty easy. You can actually make those with just a standard digital camera and a program like Photoshop. You can also do it with the GIMP, which is a free open source image editing program. But if you happen to have Photoshop available, it's really, really simple to do. You should check out the video. Go to YouTube and just type in the word open tutorial, all one word, OpenTutorial. And all the videos that I've been working on should pop up there. And, you know, click on them, check them out, you know. Maybe leave a comment or two or whatever. Also, don't forget to comment on the Colomona.com website. It's Colomona.com, Colomona.com. For more information, you can get more information about tutorials and more information about me, which is not a whole lot to really listen about. But, yeah, that's what I've been doing. And, yet again, don't have a whole lot for the show. Still experimenting with Adobe Audition, which I kind of like quite a bit. Only problem is my poor CPU. I got a little laptop. It's only a 1 gigahertz P4, and it can't quite keep up when I get a whole bunch of things going on at once. But, you know, hey, it's what I got. So how about a word of the week? It's time for the word of the week. Now, this week's word of the week is assassin. Now, as you know, the word what an assassin is somebody who kills somebody. So, like President Kennedy was assassinated, Lincoln assassinated. When normally assassination is associated with a well-known individual, usually a political figure or so. Well, according to Etym Online, it's etymonline.com, the word assassin first came into being in 1531. And it's an Arabic word. It comes from hashishian, and I'm probably mispronouncing this, but it's hashishian or hash users. Basically, back in the day, during the Crusades, there was a special sect of people, special sect of Muslims that would eat hashish and then go out and kill people. So basically it says a fanatical is, I apologize for mispronouncing a lot of this stuff. A fanatical Ismaili Muslim sect of the time of the Crusades under leadership of the quote-unquote old man of the mountains, which translates in Arabic to Shaykh al-Jibal. The name applied to Hassan Ibu al-Sabah. They had a reputation for murdering opposing leaders after intoxicating themselves by eating hashish. So if you ever eat hashish, you're an assassin. You're a hash user. Hashish user. I guess if you smoke it too, you're probably a assassin as well. Dictionary.com defines it as a murderer, especially one who kills a politically prominent person for fanatical or monetary reasons. And the second definition in on dictionary.com is one of an order of Muslim fanatics active in Persia and Syria from about 1090 to 1272, whose chief object was to assassinate crusaders. It's funny how dictionary.com doesn't mention anything about hashish. Yeah, well, there you go. That's it. There you have it. The word of the week is assassin. Now, one thing I'm going to add to this podcast, which I was going through a lot of my old tapes that I have from when I was a kid. Back in the day when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old, I used to play the piano quite a bit, and I had this piece of crap tape recorder and a, you know, garbage microphone that I would shove into the piano, and I would play the piano for like hours on end, and well, basically 45 minutes, you know, you slap in a 90-minute tape and just play, and I would play random stuff, and then I would, you know, hear the tape click, and then I would flip it over and play for another 45 minutes, so 90 minutes of playing with most of it's crap. But anyways, I was sifting through a lot of these, a lot of these tapes, and I found one from when I was in my early 20s, and it was my cousin's friend, Shadow. He was my friend at the time. We didn't really hang out much, but this one time that we were hanging out, probably drinking, I had my little guitar and my little piece of crap tape recorder, and I'm not very good. So it's basically, I'm running the mic directly into the tape recorder for the guitar, and same as for Shadow, he's talking into a mic as well, and it's called Shadow Rantings, and basically it's me playing something over and over and over again, and him just off the cuff, just rambling into a microphone, or ranting into a microphone. It's pretty interesting, so check it out. Here it is.
Staring at the light, and I'd been up for a really long time, and I was just kind of thinking to myself, and I heard a voice, and it came from my shoulder, told me to do something I didn't really like at first, you know, at the first suggestion, it kind of tweaked my mind, because he said, why don't you set something on fire? And then I kind of thought about it for a few, you know, and after he said it again, and he just said it kind of like, why don't you set something on fire? That's a good idea, I think you might like it. Make something burn! So then I got up and I went and I grabbed the gasoline tank and I lit up a cigarette and I walked for a while and I went to a school, you know. I dropped out of school. I didn't like it there, so I took the gasoline and I poured it on the steps and I kicked open the doors and threw it down the hall and then I lit up my cigarette and it burned! It was pretty fucking cool! You know, the next day I was sitting at home, feeling pretty fucking good, you know, to smoke some dope. And I was sitting there staring at the light again, and I lit up another cigarette, and all of a sudden I thought to myself, I wonder what I could do today. And I heard a voice come from my right shoulder this time, you know, it was the left one the last time, and I looked over and I saw this little demon guy with horns, and he opened his mouth and he said, hey, why don't you go kill some fucking people? So I said in a casual off sort of tone, sure, why not? I don't have anything else better to do. So we went for a walk and we went down in the park and I seen this little old lady walking this poodle, you know, one of them poodles with the fucked up shaved leg haircuts and the little poopy ball with a tail. always makes you kind of fucking laugh. Look at the fucking dumb dog. Fucking owners shouldn't cut their dog's hair like that, so it pissed me off, so I ran over and I stepped on the poodle's fucking neck, put it out of its misery, you know. I'd rather be dead than have that fucking haircut. And then the old lady said, "What the hell did you do?" As I stepped on the dog and it goes, and he dies because it's choking on blood because it has a broken fucking neck. So the old lady says, "What the hell did you do that for?" And I said, "Because I don't like you, you old bitch." And I put my cigarette out in her eye, and then I stabbed her in the eye, and then I kicked her a bunch of times in the head, and she died. And then I lit her on fire. Yes, burn, bitch, burn. Yeah, this kind of fucking sucks. One day, you know, I was just kind of sitting back at my house, and I was just sitting there again, and all of a sudden I heard both of the little voices, you know, and they said, "Hey, we got an even really cooler idea, you know, yeah, you want to hear it?" Not really, man, you know, all your ideas are pretty fucking scary, you know. They said, "Too bad, we're gonna tell you anyway. This time, you should light something on fire and then kill it." I thought about it for a while, and then I replied in off kind of casual tone, "Sure, why not? I haven't got anything else to do." So then I went out, you know, and I was just walking around till I seen the old church, you know, the really, really old one. And I went inside, and I went to the little confession booth thing, and I poured gasoline through the window and lit it on fire. And then I stabbed the guy when he came out, and he was burning, and it was a priest, and I laughed. That one was really cool, the demons said. And they go, "Hey, wait, you guys are demons? You never told me that." They said, "Well, you never asked." And I said, "Okay, let's go home." It was kind of cool. I swear it was. I don't care if you don't like it. I'll kill you too. Because they told me to. Oh yeah, they all told me to.
All right, so there you have it. Some shadow rantings, word of the week, a little bit of what's going on with me. After that, that's pretty much it. Been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. I found this one podcast which is pretty darn cool. It's Hardcore History, and I believe you can find it on Podcast Alley if you go to podcastalley.com and type in Hardcore History. Right now, it's one of the featured podcasts. It should be just a link you can click on, but it's pretty amazing. You know, the guy's talking about. I've only got through three of them so far: Churchill and the Steppes. And right now I'm listening to the bubonic plague stuff. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating history things. You know, it's almost like sitting in a history lecture. You know, kind of open up your mind a little bit and learn some things that you probably didn't know about our past. All right, well, there you have it for the Colomona Show. Thank you very much and have a great day.